In Parshas Vayechi, we know that there was somewhat of a dispute between Yaakov and Yosef, as Yaakov has Yosef's two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, sitting in front of him. He has Manasseh on his right and Ephraim on his left, and he reaches over. He insists on placing his right hand on Ephraim's head to reflect Ephraim's future superior stature and prominence amongst the Jewish people from his descendants. And there are those who try to identify some type of symbolic meaning within this story, and that Yaakov and Yosef perhaps represent two divergent philosophies. Chaim Sabato explains that we could understand Yosef and Yaakov's philosophies on these brachot based on the names Ephraim and Manasseh, the source, the very root of their names. Last week's parsha, Parshas Vayigash, we know Manasseh, Yosef says, why was the oldest son called Manasseh? Ki nashani Elokim et kol amali beit avi. Hashem allowed me to forget. Manasseh means to forget. Hashem allowed me to forget all my travails and all my father's household. Yosef's intent in this name is that he expressed his indebtedness to Hashem for allowing him to dismiss from his memory the anguish of his earlier years, the misery he experienced as the victim of his brother's abuse. Of course, then he was able to rise to greatness, to great prominence, great power, great prestige in Egypt. The name Ephraim, Ephrani Elokim, Beretz Oni, Hashem made me fruitful. The name symbolizes the recognition, the gratitude that he was able to grow, to flourish in the land of Egypt. Both names obviously represent great gratitude to Hashem for his condition in Mitzrayim now, but from two different perspectives. Menashe focuses, it really underscores the contrast between Yosef's current stature of power and the derision he endured, he experienced in his youth. The name Ephraim focuses on the current success, independent of anything, his rise to greatness. The question is, which should be the dominant perspective? Should it be Ephraim or should it be Manasseh? Yaakov and Yosef disputed this very issue. Yaakov was somewhat hesitant to give primacy to the feeling, to that sentiment of Manasseh, of forgetting the past, the emotional distance from Yosef's roots. After Yaakov felt that we have to diminish and reduce the idea of forgetting our past. On the contrary, his descendants had to understand that the past is very important. He focused on the name Ephraim. You want to survive? You want to be fruitful? Don't be Menashe. Don't focus on forgetting the past. Don't be Menashe Kinashani, but rather Ephraim. If you want to grow and be fruitful, you have to connect to your roots, to your past history, to your homeland. But Yosef insisted, no. His ability to grow, to be fruitful as Ephraim, to prosper in Mitzrayim, actually was capable of doing so because of Menashe, because of his ability of forgetting the past, the hardships of his past. That actually, the name Menashe, the forgetfulness, served as the catalyst, the motivation, and injected within him the momentum, because he was able to dismiss, to expel from his consciousness all of the anguish of the past. He wasn't able to move forward without that. He only could become Ephraim to be fruitful and successful and prosper and flourish because Menashe, he was able to forget his past. Yaakov, we know, prevails. The right hand goes on the head of Ephraim. But this exchange reflects really the conflict that exists. How would you look at the past? Yosef understood that the past, if there is anguish, there's pain in the past, in order to move forward, to be successful forward, we shouldn't be burdened by the suffering of our past. We should try to have, the only way we could have an optimistic future is to somehow forget some of that pain, some of that experience. And Yaakov says, no, there's so much in the past that's positive. We have to connect to our roots. Maybe we have to put our past troubles behind us, but we have to be able to flourish in the future by connecting to the past, to our homeland and our people. And there may be a balance between this. In fact, Rav Sabato writes so beautifully, Yosef eino shachach et hatechushot v'hazichronot haraim. He didn't forget the memories of the past, all of those, everything, all of that evil, all of that sadness and that pain. He didn't allow it to rule over him, to define him, to influence his life. And that's our ability. We have to somehow, this message of Yaakov Yosef, find that balance. On the one hand, to connect to our roots, to our history, to our past. But if there's pain, there's anguish, there's that which we wish to forget, perhaps use that forgetfulness, the Menei Menashe, in order to move ourselves forward. Wishing everyone a Shabbat Shalom.